have Muhammad from Egypt. Assalamu alaikum, Muhammad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. I'd like to ask a question. Should all the Muslims all over the world fast at the same time, or should we fast each country fast independently from the other Islamic country?
Jazakallah khair. That's a very good question. It's something that's always spoken about. Do we follow a certain country, or do we follow the citing ourselves, Sheikh?
We follow the hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam.
Sallallahu alayhi wasalam.
He said, fast when you see it, mm-hmm. and break your fast when you see it. And he meant by that the crescent. So it depends on if the month started or not. And every region is dealt with separately. Well, every country or every region. There is a hadith where Muawiyah, who is the caliph of the Dawla al-Umawiyya, he's a companion of the Prophet ﷺ, and he is the brother-in-law of the Prophet ﷺ. His wife is Habiba, may Allah be pleased with them all. He was in Syria or Sham area, which was a month travel from Mecca. And the cousin of the Prophet ﷺ, and one of the greatest scholars of Islam, Ibn Abbas, Abdullah ibn Abbas, the cousin of the Prophet, may Allah be pleased with him, was in Mecca. One of his companions traveled to Sham, and he came back afterwards. And he told Ibn Abbas that the caliph, the ruler of all Muslims, among them you, they have sighted the moon, the crescent, on this particular day. Mm-hmm. Let's assume it's a Saturday. So they started Ramadan on Saturday. Ibn Abbas said, but we sighted the moon on Sunday. So he told him, okay, then what? Are we going to make up for the day that we've missed? Ibn Abbas said, no. Each region has its own sighting. So this means if people in Egypt sight the moon, that's it. They have to fast, regardless of the people in Saudi Arabia, if they sighted it or if they did not. It all depends on sighting and seeing and identifying the beginning of the month. What is not permissible is to do the calculations, to neglect sighting and observing the moon, and to depend on astronomical calculations when the moon is going to be born and so on. This is completely forbidden in Islam.
So, Sheikh, what do you advise, say, for example, the people in the West, say, in Europe, where it's very difficult for you to actually see the moon on those days? How did they go about now searching for Ramadan?
It depends. Either this European country or this non-Muslim country has a Muslim community with an Islamic reference that they go back to, as is the case in a lot of the Muslim, of the European countries. They have one of their scholars, or they have a committee of scholars, and they agree upon something, they should follow them. Because Muslims must follow their scholars or the leaders in their region. Now, if they do not have a committee or a group of scholars, then they should look to the adjacent country that has one. And if they don't have this, and this is hypothetical, then they should fast in accordance to what they feel it's the best, whether to follow Saudi Arabia or to follow the nation or another country. But I do not believe that European countries don't have a committee or a group of scholars that they could always go back to and ask.